Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known, if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in. Before we bring Larry on, who is going to give us the trumping everything, and he's on TV, they're calling him a tornado that's come into Washington and is ripping everything up. So that's kind of, but I wanted to bring a message to everyone that listens. You know, Larry and Darnett have worked tirelessly over the years to bring the truth to people, never asking for anything. And they're in trouble now. They're in a lot of trouble financially. In fact, they're basically out of money. And that's just not a good thing. And I'm asking people if they can spare a dollar to send it to him. You can go to, give him your address that you'd like to have to go to, Larry.
Sure, thank you, Stuart. It's Post Office Box 197, P.O. Box 197, Smithville, Smithville, OK, Oklahoma, 74957. I believe that's it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, folks, really, Larry and Darnett are brothers and sisters in the Lord. And when brothers and sisters get in trouble, the family comes to the rescue. And that's all we're asking for. And I'd like to make a comment, too, about Night Shadows. We have well over 100,000 listens so far. It is usually on the top four or five on paranormal. And yet we've had only five people actually donate to keep the show on the air. I'm not even asking for donations. What I would prefer is that people become paid members on the membership site. It's $9.95 a month, and you will be astounded as to what we are posting there. You get Prophetic Insiders for free. You get Twilight Magazine for free. You get videos. You get audios. You get articles. You get e-books at tremendous discounts. And if people do not support those that are telling the truth out there, very soon, they're going to be gone. And that's not just for us or Larry. That's for a lot of people out there. And anyway, enough of the sermon. Larry, what do you think about this tornado called Donald Trump? He's just going into Washington and ripping the place up.
Absolutely. Matter of fact, you know, I posted this morning, the Drudge Report called him the Trump bump, and the Dow went over 20,000, which shocked everyone because the left and a lot of the elite were saying Trump wasn't, everything was going to crash under Trump. Of course, you know, they said that about a Brexit, but Trump is literally upending Washington, D.C., the elite, the rich men, you know, the left. The establishment people, it's incredible, absolutely incredible. And as I've said before, if I believe that if he didn't have the hand of God behind him, he wouldn't even be there.
Well, let's go over some of the things that he's doing. I saw a deal on Fox News where he is more or less starting to defund the United Nations. We should have kicked the United Nations out of this country for years ago. United Nations, in case people really think it's such a benevolent operation, it isn't. It is designed to destroy the United States. It is the fourth beast of Daniel that breaks the world up into tiny pieces. So, yeah, it's here to destroy. It's not here to uplift. And so he's beginning, I guess. What's your take? Did you hear about that? I have not had time to really watch much of the news. I've been busy all day. Can you give us a little briefing on some of that?
Yeah, it's very interesting. He actually began implementing, he made the remark and made a threat towards the UN when they brought that UN resolution with the Obama administration behind it to attack Israel. And that's when Trump, remember, threatened the UN, and he said it's fixing to be different. And he actually began work shut down money to the UN and also move them out of the country. And at the same time, I saw that a bill has been introduced and is moving through, Congress now that will simply do that. And so this is very interesting. I don't know if people understand. There's a lot of implications here. What Trump is doing is not limited to the U.S., even though he's talking about putting America first. He is certainly, it seems like he is unlinking all the so-called octopus arms that the world has wrapped around America. He's pulling them loose. It's very interesting what he's doing, a strategic work.
Well, how do I word this? We know the left has mental problems anyway, but how are they taking this? They've got to be going absolutely nuts.
Yeah, insane is a good word. They're going crazy. Matter of fact, he began his immigration work and he began the wall today and went to Homeland Security and told ICE and the Border Patrol agents and all of the feds. He said, from this day forward, you will implement all laws of the United States of America. And he told them to go out and enforce the laws. But there's going to be resistance to this. The left is literally gone nuts, as you said. And there's also reports some of the cartels on the southern borders are beginning to bring up things such as rocket launchers. Of course, we're a country under siege. Most Americans just hadn't figured that out yet.
Well, yeah. I mean, we've been involved in what I guess one could say is a kind of a silent communist Marxist coup. And when Obama was in, he made it very, very clear that he was in favor of the Muslims and Muslim Brotherhood, packed his administration with those kind of folks. And it sounds to me like he's also going to war with some of these core cities. Have you heard about that? How is he going to approach that?
Oh, absolutely. He made it. Yeah, he also has implemented, especially Chicago. He actually picked out Chicago, which we know Emmanuel is running that one, and he's one of the Obama people, and the left controls it, and more people are killed. This is what's interesting. After Trump talked about sending in the feds in Chicago, Emmanuel came out and had another, media presentation and dared him to do that, actually, and said that, the illegals are always safe in Chicago. And I'm thinking, well, what about the citizens? They're dying by the hundreds.
Evidently, they don't count. If you're just a normal citizen, what difference does that make? But I think they figured out a way to get in there. But this is just Chicago. But he's going to go after all the core cities or sanctuary cities, I guess, or try to. But my worry is, how far is this going to go before we have, how do we say this, riots? What do you think?
Well, I think when you're dealing with places like California and New York, which we know what is centered out of those locations, a lot of the left, a lot of the, those groups, I think that there's going to be major trouble. And, of course, when he started his immigration work today and went to Homeland Security, they started having mass protests again in New York. So, you know, I guess nobody said this was going to be a smooth road. And, you know, if nothing else, Stuart, I have to tell the people this. If people are not literally prepared for a in-your-face civil war, I don't know how to tell them to get ready anymore.
Yeah, yeah. You better have enough food to go for 3 months, 6 months at least. And you're going to have to learn how to just stay out of the way. We've been warning people for years, get out of the cities. Now a lot of them can't because of their jobs and whatnot, or they just don't want to. And, you know, you go outside, it's relatively peaceful. But I got a feeling this cold war, so to speak, this cold civil war, could turn hot real quick and get very, very violent. So
well,
it's very, very interesting. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was, and to chime in on what you were saying about cold civil war going violent, there were some today, I was listening on Fox to some of the commentary after he addressed Homeland Security and the Chicago mayor and people came out and said what they did. There are some that are talking in the background that a couple of the ways that this may be addressed with the sanctuary cities is, number one, you can begin to defund those locations, all federal money just being shut off. And number two, because they are violating or perpetrating violations of federal law, they can be arrested.
Oh, okay. So he really does have some means to, but, you know, if you got a mayor like Rahm Emanuel and you got other these, you got Brown out there in California, you know, giving Trump the finger and all of this, this, if he moves in with the National Guard or something like that, now in Chicago, it's virtually mass murder every day. But if it starts there and he brings in the National Guard to try and clean that mess up, does that not set a precedent that he would maybe do that elsewhere? And here we go. Into sort of a semi-martial law situation.
Well, let me bring this up, though. You know how sometimes you watch movies and they portray certain things that may happen. Designated Survivor with Kiefer Sutherland, you know, just recently played.
Yes.
They didn't let a lot of people watch that. But one of the incidents was that a governor, one of the governors in the country, refused to follow the orders. Matter of fact, he told his National Guard to stand down and actually stood up against the President of the United States, and he was actually arrested. In other words, the governor was arrested for treason against the United States of America and taken into custody out of his state. And so, you know, I know we've never thought we might see that begin to happen, but in ruler against ruler, Stuart, could we be going to that degree?
I think so. I think so. And you know, even if Trump is not part of the plan, and I'm not saying he is or isn't, the communists and the Illuminati, whatever you want to call them, doesn't matter, will use him in any way possible to bring on the Masonic motto, order out of chaos. Well, if he starts rounding up, now this is the other thing I don't quite understand, Larry. This executive order he issued is not aimed at deporting illegals so much as it is criminal illegals, hardcore
exactly.
Criminal people, and yet everybody's protesting it. Why in the world does anybody want to have criminal murderers and rapists and thieves be allowed to stay? I don't understand the mindset of the left at all. I don't understand what the problem is.
Well, you know, as we said before, what they seem to be exhibiting is insanity. Sometimes they say if you keep doing the same thing over and over and over, expecting one time it'll work, that's insanity. And interestingly, one of the signs also of insanity is when you have a suicidal wish. And if you want criminal illegals to come in for safety around you when they're killing people and hurting people and raping people, and some of them may be terrorists, isn't that a suicidal wish on your part?
Well, that's the other thing. And, of course, you know, they're just swamping the border, and it may be too late. I've often thought maybe this is the final curtain, so to speak, and the Lord is just giving America a little bit of a reprieve, maybe a month, maybe 2 months, maybe less, maybe more, who knows, to repent. And to we would have healed America, but she will not be healed. I just can't imagine why a citizen of the United States is not cheering, for the most part, Trump on. Don't they want a more paycheck and more money in their paycheck? Don't they want to go back to work? Don't they want to be protected so that, you know, you could take your little baby out and in a stroller and walk down the street and not be afraid of being blown away? I just don't understand what is happening to the minds of a good share of the American people. I think the rural districts out there are fully behind Trump. I mean, if you really look at the statistics of the election, without California and New York, Trump would have carried the whole thing by quite a margin, a popular as well as electoral. But it, you know, it just makes me wonder what has happened to the people on the left side of things. I don't understand their reasoning. It's mystery to me. What say you?
I think you're exactly right. It is a great mystery. Maybe that's why God wrote the book of Ecclesiastes, because humanity is just plain stupid. And it just plays out in humanity every once in a while, and we seem to be in that time frame for it to play out one more time. It's interesting because I wonder, all these people, you know, when President-elect Trump became President-elect, all he's done is begin a movement of jobs, and he just signed Keystone and other pipelines, and they want to destroy him. And I'm thinking, well, then where do you people want to work, and where do you want to live? When this is over, you won't have anywhere.
Yeah, I don't think people realize what Obama and the leftist communists were really about and what they were about to do. But maybe they figured they need this chaos so that then the police arm can come in. But, you know, he's defunding the United Nations. And, of course, their plan was to have the UN come in and actually rule over the United States. You know, Agenda 21, 30, and 50, the long-range plans of the UN were to virtually take over, and Trump's thrown a monkey wrench into that as well. I mean, in some ways it's kind of humorous. In other ways it's deadly serious.
Well,
but,
yeah.
I mean, he's just hitting them on all sides.
Well, let me pivot just a little bit here and get your opinion on something. You talked about Trump coming in a window of time. What, during that window of time, there's a movement towards an establishment of what prophecy is said to occur in the Middle East and Israel and Jerusalem. What if during that time of chaos in America, actually things in the Middle East, Israel, and Jerusalem begin to be established in a prophetic way suddenly? I mean, literally suddenly. And that seems to be what we're watching.
Yeah, I think it's going to come about very, very rapidly. I know a lot of people thought, this stuff can't go on. We got years yet, before any return, before any tribulation. I don't think that's true. And with Iran, maybe we could slide into there. I only set up for 30 minutes, but let's talk about Iran. He threatened Trump again, did you say, when I talked to you on the phone?
I mean, yeah, I heard that there were some more threats. And by the way, Russia seems to be moving the Iranian troops, ousting them from Syria. There's some very significant things happening around the Middle East right now. Well, also the Russian and the Chinese, we are watching also, which is not really making our news, but the Chinese have moved nuclear ballistic missiles to the Russian border. And Russia says they don't have a problem with that at all. And, you know, when I look at that, I wonder if maybe they're aimed at America, not Russia, but America, and is China using Russia as a buffer between herself and America for an upcoming problem. But also there's been a report of three Chinese warships in the Mediterranean now. We do know that there were Chinese troops also in the Middle East in the area of Syria. And also, you know, the Chinese aircraft carrier at one time was also at the port of Tartus. So all this is ongoing. We're watching such a movement of military stuff all over the whole world, but it seems to be focusing towards the Middle East. Now something else that's interesting too, Stuart, I know we don't have a lot of time, but there is also, you know, Iran has a parallel nuclear project, and it's called North Korea. And we all know that,
yes.
And they just actually had Homeland come out, a movie that's talking that now. But what's interesting is North Korea just clandestinely or secretly moved 1,500-plus anti-tank missiles into Gaza. Now, that appears to be a move to take out Israeli tank forces, which usually stops an attack
yes.
from Gaza and the Strip. And so are we watching a big war about to break out? And nobody knows what the three Chinese warships are doing in the Mediterranean. That also is a secret.
Well, they wouldn't be there unless there's something cooking. I mean, everybody has to understand that basically the powers that be hate Israel, and they really want to stomp her out of existence. But this war that's coming, we have actually three major wars we have to look at, and we still don't know what the sequence is going to be, right? We don't know if Daniel 8 and the He-Goat and the Ram war, that's Iran, being destroyed or basically discombobulated by the United States, which if they keep bothering Trump, I don't think he's going to have any problems at all going after him. Do you?
Well, watching that show Homeland, which has a lot of clues, they actually stopped it from playing until after the election for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
In the new president-elect, who actually the agencies tried to stop from taking office, and then that's perhaps playing out, they also reported that the U.S. had found out in the movie now that Iran was cheating, and they were about to focus in on Iran, and they were making comments that they expected Israel to take Iran out.
Okay, so that would be, maybe that's what they expect, but I think the Bible says something a little different. But Iran basically is taken out, whether it's Donald Trump or who it is, it does it. Then we have Isaiah chapter 17, where Damascus is more or less a ruinous heap. It's fast getting that way anyway. Then you've got Ezekiel 38 and 39, and they all seem to be coming into play right now. But with Iran's belligerence, and I'm not so sure that there seems to be a fairly cozy relationship developing between Trump and Putin. And if they decide to kick Iran out of Syria, that might trigger the blitzkrieg that the Bible says Iran does.
Mm.
In fact, they even go into Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, that's interesting, Stuart. And there is some undercurrents of news coming out of Israel right now that the intelligence of Israel indicating that Trump is focused on Iran and has been all along, and they're using terminology like that Trump is about to clip Iran's wings. Now, what does that mean? I can't interpret it, but it's very telling lingo.
Yeah, particularly in view of biblical prophecy in Daniel chapter 8, because it specifically says that Daniel 8 is a latter day prophecy, that all this takes place in the last days. And lo and behold, here we have, you know, it seems like the Lord's hand is just over this whole thing, and he's setting the world up for this final finale. It's kind of like a curtain call. Last curtain call for the people of America. Look, we would have healed you, but you evidently you don't want to be healed. Evidently, you want to be unemployed. Evidently, you want to go hungry. Evidently, you don't want jobs. Evidently, you want to get kicked out of your homes. On and on and on it goes. I don't understand it, Larry. It's beyond me, but it doesn't take much to get beyond me. But I just, you know, it's weird. It's like the mystery of iniquity. It's I don't know of any other explanation for it.
Yeah, that's really interesting. And I just wanted to mention, because I know we're running out of time, that Jim Baker and Rick Wiles was talking about a prophecy, a recent prophecy by Swarna Jaw, who we've known about for years. And it's something called Land That Plane. I haven't seen it, but they were talking about a tearing down and a building up simultaneously. And I wondered about Isaiah 60, you know, as the darkness falls, you know, the light rises in God's people. But I was going to ask you, what do you think about, is there in existence a natural side to this Isaiah 60 spiritual?
I think so. I think definitely there is. I mean, there are natural laws, and if you follow them in harmony with the universe, you do good. If you don't, you do bad, and it's just built in. And beyond the spiritual, yes, there is definitely natural law here that's in full operation. And so what we're watching is a spin around. My only question on it is, how far is this going to go before the left pull a huge riot, chaos? Because this is their MO. This is what they do. They stir it all up, and then they seize power. How do you think?
Oh, yeah, I think you're exactly right. I do know that they were surprised in Washington at the inauguration, because a lot of the protesters that were rioting, about 90 or 100 of them, were arrested and charged with felonies. They didn't get out over a misdemeanor. They were charged with felonies, and the left was shocked. Now, does that mean that they're about to run? If they do riot, if they do what you just said, are they going to run up against metaphorically a Trump wall?
Yes, they will. They will run up against a martial law situation, and he would not hesitate for 2 seconds to do that. And he's got the right men in power. Remember, he surrounded himself with military people. So, you know, here we sit, waiting to see what's going to happen. And I guess all I can say to everyone is heads up. And again, I plead for Darnett and Larry, who would not be doing this on their own. You know, people need your truth tellers need help. And there's something going wrong, and they're not helping much anymore. And maybe that's a fulfillment of the biblical prophecies of the Word of God just goes south and nobody can find it anymore, the real truth. Larry, how do they reach you? I know you're back online now.
Yeah, after quite a bit of cyber attack, Yahoo group's back up, and they can go to my blog, LarryWTaylor.org, anytime.
Okay, well, thank you for coming on. And, folks, really, join our membership. It helps the ministry. I'm not asking people to just donate. if you become a member, you'll find out there is just a ton of really good news you need to know. Anyway, thanks for everyone listening and helping, and we'll see you again. Good night.